On today's Moment of Science, I'm going to make a rather surprising move. Gael, will you marry me?
Will I marry you? No, I won't marry you.
Rats.
Why do you want to get married?
Well, I was just reading a book called The Case for Marriage by Dr. Linda Waite. She's a sociology professor at the University of Chicago and talks about a phenomenon sometimes called the marriage benefit. Demographers have been tracking this now for 40 years, and it's a well-established observation. People in good marriages lead healthier lives. It's not even a subtle effect either. In developed countries, middle-aged men have been found to cut their risk of dying in half by being happily married.
Wow, just by being married, they cut their risk in half? That's impressive.
Well, just by being happily married. Unfortunately, the reverse is also true. People in unhappy marriages fare much worse on health-related issues such as heart disease. In one study printed in the American Journal of Cardiology, researchers found that subjects who argued the most with their spouses were 1.8 times as likely to die within 4 years as those who argued the least. That's a big finding. Of course, there is debate over what causes these effects. Is it that healthy people tend to marry, or people who marry stay healthy? Any relationship is complex, and scientists are still teasing these things out, but it isn't surprising to find that regular emotional stress would wear down the body, while regular emotional support allows it to take care of itself.
This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Amy Holtzworth Monroe in psychology. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.